You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I am your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show is about informative entertainment, and it's done in a fun, upbeat, improv style. And we will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how to pursue a career in show business. And we do that by having guests on that are in various professions in the entertainment industry. So that means that we'll definitely have someone from a career that you're interested. If you want to know who's going to be on our show in the future, you can visit the Question Reality website directly. And that website address is questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us for United States. And if you want to check out any of our past guests that have been on LA Talk Radio, read their bios, and listen or download any of the shows, you can do that 24 hours a day. You just, no matter where you are in the world, we are there. And the way to do that, if you're on the LA Talk Radio website right now, what you do is you click on Schedule 1. It's one of the links at the top of the LA Talk Radio website. It says Schedule 1. And then you look for our show, which is Question Reality. And it'll be in the time slot of Sunday at 5. And then you click on it. It'll take you directly to the Question Reality archive page. And from there, you can peruse at your own leisure, check out who our guests were. If you click on play, it'll start playing immediately, just no lag time. If you click on download, you would right click and then choose like save link as, and it'll download right to your computer. We are also available on iTunes in the podcast section, so you can check out any of our shows on iTunes and download us. And we would love for you to call in and ask questions or provide comments from any guest on the show, but we ask that you call between 5:20 just to kind of give the guest a little bit of time to acclimate. And then when you call in, again, we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process. And the call-in number is right in front of you, right there on the left-hand side, channel 1, not channel 2, channel 1. But just in case, it's area 3-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. Now, today we have a fantastic guest. I am so honored to get our guest today. We're going to talk to her a little bit later, but let me just tell you, you want to stay tuned. Her name is Janet Klein. She is a singer, performer, ukulele player. She's also with a band called the Parlor Boys, that's kind of hard to say. And they are the genre music is from the 1910s, 20s, and 30s. Fantastic singer. I have not seen her perform. However, a couple of people have, and they said she is absolutely incredible and that you want to give her your whole entire paycheck when you see her perform. So that is pretty high praise. So we're going to talk to her in a minute, and we're also going to play a song pretty early in the interview. So hang on for a couple minutes. I just got to tell you about a couple things that are coming up. I just wanted to remind you, this is the last weekend. Actually, I'm sorry, the next weekend is the last weekend to go see The City by Clyde Fitch, a play that was adapted and directed by Stan Mazin. And that is playing at the Lonnie Chapman Theater. The Lonnie Chapman Theater, that's 10900 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood. Again, next Sunday, matinee at 3 is the last show. So if you want more information, go to thegrouprep.com, thegrouprep.com. Nice theater. They've got Lawton Street parking, air conditioning, heating, wheelchair accessible. Very fair fee for the tickets. And as you know, The City was written by one of America's most prominent playwrights in the early 20th century, Clyde Fitch. And then shortly after his death, the play opened to universal acclaim. It blew them away because it had naughty things in there, things that just were not in place prior to that. So it's interesting to wouldn't even think twice about the stuff, but it's interesting to see what they got all in a huff about. Also, my friend Josh Weigel, as everybody knows, he's a producer, director, writer, actor, and you know that he was the lead character in the feature film that just opened. He plays the character of Chris Vaughn in the feature film that just opened called To Save a Life. And that opened nationwide in theaters on January 22nd. And I told you guys, you got to go see it because there are some hot looking guys in there for the ladies. Actually, for my boys, too. You got to check it out. It's a very, very, very nice film. It's always good to see a good teen film to recapture your youth. So if you want to check out the trailer first, go to the website tosavealifemovie.com, tosavealifemovie.com. And again, Josh Weigel, Chris Vaughn, way to go. And now, if you are in Manhattan right now, or if you live in Manhattan, anywhere in the New York area, I would love to invite you to celebrate face-to-face. Well, it's an exclusive men's day spa. They let women in there, too, but it caters to the male. They're having their six-year anniversary party. Woo! You know Apple Dean in Manhattan. And this is going to happen this week, Thursday, February 25th at 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. And, you know, I'm from the East Coast, so I'm looking at that time going, oh, my God, back in the day, that's exactly when we would go out at night. Now I'm asleep by 10. So interesting to know that people still party in the morning. Now, Applejack is at La Palme, as most of you know, but just in case you're going to be doing business in Manhattan, it's at La Palme, and that's located at 37 West 26th Street, and that's between 5th and 6th in New York. And they're going to have an open bar. Woo! You know we love the open bar. That's from 10 to get there by 10 to get your drink on, your free drink, and it's the good liquor. It's not the cheap liquor. It's the good liquor. And they're going to have a DJ there, Paul Ferrer, and there's also going to be a surprise performance. I wish I could tell you who it is, but oh my gosh, you want to be there because it's happening at 11:30 p.m. sharp. And you know, Enrique knows the celebrity, so I'm not going to give it away, but you want to be there. They're also going to be having, they're going to be giving away these fantastic gifts. They're going to get a give away a free chair massage. Ooh, that's what you need, right? $250 coupons towards Botox. You need a quick injection. There you go. You're right there. You're right in the spa. Enrique can do it for you in about 15 minutes. And, well, actually, Dr. Michael Eidelman will be doing it. Enrique's not going to do it. So don't let him near you if he tries. After a couple cocktails, he might try to come at you with the Botox. Enrique has the, as you know, the world famous that's been on every news and radio station, Good Morning America, blah, 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 the Betty Ford treatment, which he created himself. He's also going to be giving away the Declore Paris skin gift sets. You want to check out this more, go to the website. It's lapomenyc.com. Again, lapomenyc.com. And if you're listening to this, this means that you can RSVP with Enrique Ramirez directly to get in for free, because all you have to do is say, hey, I was listening to Priscilla's show and she said I can get in for free, and I will verify that, yes, you did listen to the show, because where else would you have heard it, right? And I just want to let you know that on March the 6th, now this is going to be the scene. We're going to be rocking and rolling. They are having the big, hot Brazilian beach bash called Ipanema. Ipanema, again, Saturday, March 6th, and that's at the Grace Hotel. Now, that sounds like the place to be, right? Hot season time. Make sure, again, you tell Enrique, he's the owner of Face to Face NYC, that you heard about this party on my show. You'll get in for free. If not, you can't get in. It is the party to be at. Okay. So for more details about the party, visit Enrique's website, facetofacenyc.com. Again, facetofacenyc.com, or call 212-633-0404. And as you know, Face to Face is located at 20 West 20th Street in New York City. And you know, that is the place to be. They are little crazy people at Face to Face. Also, lastly, all of you guys know I had Cortez Alexander on. Now, you know, Cortez Alexander, fantastic guy, played with Liza Minnelli for ever and ever and ever. You know, he just wrapped up his show with her in Las Vegas. Well, Cortez, if you listened to my show last year, you know that he was getting back with his vocal quartet, the Tonics, which were very famous. And he is going to be, he's got a new person. There's the Michael Patrick Coughlin, there's Gene Reed, and now Cortez Alexander, of course, and now they've added Kathy Talbot. And they're going to play at Joe's Pub, again in New York City. They're going to play at Joe's Pub on February 28th. March 1st and March 8th. Again, February 28th, March 1st, and March 8th at 7 p.m. And the proceeds from the final concert will benefit Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. As you know, the Tonics, they were this like hot, acclaimed Los Angeles-based vocal quartet. They're reuniting again after 15 years, and they are thrilled once again to share their unique sound. If you're not familiar with them, they've got intricate harmonies, very unique sound. They have a very eclectic repertoire, and it includes everything from Stephen Sondheim to Stevie Wonder. And, of course, they're going to be doing their original songs. Now, as you know, in the 90s, they dominated the New York City LA club scene, and they had rave reviews. They had awards. They've sung on so many stages. They were at Carnegie Hall by request of Stephen Sondheim personally, who loves them, in Stephen Sondheim's Emmy Award-nominated PBS special honoring him, and that was at and Lincoln Center. They've been all over the place. So again, Cortez Alexander, you got to check him out. Again, Joe's Pub, February 28th, March 1st, and March 8th at 7 p.m. And all the benefits are going to go to charity, so you definitely need to check it out. And Cortez Alexander, as you know, Tony Award-winning performer from Liza's Place, been playing with Liza Minnelli forever. His CD, Swell, is available on iTunes if you want to check that out. And all the other performers in his band are little stars themselves. Kathy Talbot is a well-respected film, TV composer, and a music producer, and her voice and music can be heard on Ugly Betty, one of my favorite shows, CSI, Burn Notice, The Mentalist. Gene Reed is a member of the Dan Bam, touring sold-out crowds, of course, and the group is a reoccurring guest on the new Jay Leno show. So I'm sure you've seen Gene Reed. And, you know, Michael Patrick Coughlin, he is a singer-songwriter, clubs all over LA. So these are hot people to see. And it's only $25. $25 to see this. So you definitely need to check it out. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me, Priscilla@questionreality.us. Now, without further ado, I am so happy to have this guest. And let me just tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Janet Klein. And again, she sings music from the 1910s, the 1920s, 1930s. Again, if I'm getting any of this incorrect, I'm sure she's going to correct me. So I feel happy that she will do this. She's a vocalist performer and ukulele performer. And she has this, I hope that all of you are at her website. If not, you didn't get it in the email, check it out right now. Go there and follow along with us. It's janetklein.com, JANETKLEIN.com. Because I want you guys to see how cute she is. She's got this little cute bob haircut. I don't know if she still has it, but I'm looking at a picture from the website. She has this vintage fashion sense, and she's got these strikingly beautiful looks, and she's got her little ukulele. And at first, based on the bio that I got, it says that at first she seems to be she could be considered a simple novelty act, you know, possibly a 21st century hipster, you know, ironically recreating the subtly naughty looks of the Fin de Siècle French postcard. So, but once she opens her mouth to sing, there's no Betty Boop hiccups and Mae West style brassiness. And apparently she is charming and she has a very original voice. Even in the 1920 and 30 style, her voice still stands out. And when she starts to play her ukulele, which I have got to see this woman play in person because I love the sound of ukulele, and she basically rocks it from what I hear. So hopefully I will get to see her in the future, but today we are just lucky to have her on the show, and I hope she has not fallen asleep. Are you there, Miss Janet Klein?
Whoopee!
I am so sorry. You know, I got to go through this stuff with these advertisers. Like, oh, Priscilla, you got to tell them about this. You got to tell them about that. Sorry about that. But I usually take the first 15 minutes and do that. So, hey, how are you doing? Hi. Are you nice and comfortable?
I'm very cozy. It's nice. A little rainy afternoon here in Los Angeles.
It is. Oh, my God. Well, I tell you, I got a lot of emails, and we're going to get to those. But why don't we start with your bio was so extensive, and it's just I don't want to take up the whole show reading it. I just kind of want to go over, like, just the things to kind of get to the point. Now, the style of music that you play. To most of us, it seems to be kind of rare these days. Now, my question to you is, when and why did you choose to perform the genre of music?
Well, it's a long trail that led me to this music. I was always very interested in people of my family who were performers in the 30s in New York, and I was always grilling them for stories. And I'd just been like a magnet towards that era in the East. And, I saw a lot of those black and white movies growing up, the Fred Astaire movies and things like that. And I was always curious, and I wore vintage clothing, and, a trip to my grandmother's house would open the door into her closets that were filled with these fantastic gowns, and I thought, where would you wear things like that? And so I got all these stories about all the nights out dancing and the nightclubs and everything, and it captured my imagination. And then I was always a music buff, and I was old recordings. And playing them for myself, and, you know, I really never imagined along the way that I would be performing them. I was mostly just kind of a collector. And I picked up the ukulele in 1996, I started to learn some of these old tunes, and I had a little collection of vintage sheet music from this period. And, I started to make the tunes my own, and as soon as I'd play them for people, they would ask me to do it again. So I just never stopped.
Wow. So do you think maybe in a previous life that you were a singer back in that?
Well, people often ask me that, but I don't even have to get that woo-woo because, for me, my grandfather was a vaudeville magician. His name was Marty Klein, and he had a prestidigitation act with my grandmother called 10 Minutes with 10 Fingers. And I had some of his
Ooh, that
books.
Sounds good on
yes,
a Friday night. I like
as,
that.
As my grandma always said to me, you know, you come from a very sexy family. You can't help that.
Well, that does sound sexy there. I think I might be doing a porn movie in my future with that guy.
I have the film to prove what he was doing with those 10 fingers, and
okay.
It was not at all.
I know. I hope not. Well, you know what? Before we go into any of our other questions, I want our audience to kind of hear what you do. And that way, the other questions are going to fit right in there. So, Ronan, may I please ask you to play a clip from Janet Klein's CD, and the name of this song is Take a Number from 1 to 10. And what CD is this off of, Janet?
That is from my most recent CD called Ready for You.
Ready for You. All
and the tune is from 1934. Matt Gordon and Harry Revel.
Okay.
So take it
All
away.
Right. Take it away, Conan. Let's listen to Janet Klein Take a Number from 1 to 10, and we're going to play the whole entire song. Hit it, Ronan.
Okay.
You want to know how much I care when I say I love you, am I almost square? Did I really fall? And what is it all about? You wanna know how much I yearn whenever I leave you until I return? Well, if you're in doubt, here's how to figure it out. Yes.
Hey, could you hear what was happening with that song?
Yes, it sounded distorted. I'm sorry about that.
Problems with the way. I don't know if it was the clip or if it's your phone line, but unfortunately, it wasn't playing correctly. It was like
that's bad.
It actually sounded like a song that it sounded like we got it from the 20s or 30s, so it kind of fit in, but oh gosh, I'm so bummed about that. But you know what I'm going to do while we're doing this interview? I'm going to see, I don't know if it's your phone line or if it's a song, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to send Ronan another song and see if the other, it might have been the clip. I don't know. I'm going to send him another one during our interview, and maybe we can get another one in towards the end of the show. Okay. But because it might be the one clip that you sent, but that's a bummer.
Well.
I've never had a problem with any song.
Well, you know, high technology is
so that's case. Just a fluke. Well, obviously we could hear a little bit. We have an idea of what it sounds like, and we're going to start taking some questions now from the emails that we got from our email blast. And this question comes from Lori in Duluth, and she says, how many singers or bands would you say still play your genre of music, and what are some of the instruments that are a necessity to play the music properly? Oh my God, another question. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. She writes a lot of questions. Okay. How many singers or bands would you say play your genre of music? What are some of the instruments that are a necessity to play your genre of music properly? How many band members? And then the last question, which is tacky, but Lori, I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the pay like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're kind of a rarity, I have to say. There are just a handful of bands who play this style of music. I often say I feel like I'm in a fool's paradise to have all this excellent music to myself. I don't know why people are leaving it alone. Right. But I do know of some excellent bands. There are some nice dance style bands that play. For instance, in New York City, there's a band called Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks. And I think they play weekly. And they're just fantastic players. There's a fellow named Peter Minton. There's just a few like personalities around that play this sort of thing. Although there are festivals of early classic jazz and ragtime festivals where you can find, specialty performers. A lot of times there's a pianist who specializes in ragtime era music. There's a gent up in the San Francisco area by the name of Frederick Hodges, who is just a stunning performer. But I would say it's, in the handful category. I ran across musicians now and then who this is their love thing, this type of music, and we almost always bond, and I almost can't help but, make them immediate parlor boys because it's like finding your lost tribe out there. So, if you start to check around, you can search around on the internet these days and put in 1920 style jazz and see what you come up with.
Right. Okay. But, what are some of the instruments? I know obviously we've got you playing ukulele, and then there's got to be a guitar. What else?
Yeah. In the 1920s, there were lots of all-girl bands, by the way.
Really?
Yes. People tend to know about that movie, Some Like It Hot, with Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, and Marilyn Monroe. Well, they were portraying an all-girl orchestra that was traveling, from town to town on trains, and that was actually very common in the 20s. And so every restaurant, every hotel, every pit, there were pit bands and theaters that were still playing for silent films, and this is like 1929 and to 1935 or so, you still had live music in the pits at the theaters you'd go to. And sometimes they would put on little floor shows and things before the films. So there was a lot of work for musicians.
There were lots and lots
of fantastic bands in those days. And they often would be, they'd often have featured instruments like the guitar, and the banjo was still kind of a hot item in bands up until the 30s. You would often see a tuba in the band, accordions, maybe some ukuleles, but like banjo and accordion and tuba, they all went out the window by the 30s. They kind of fell out of style. We always describe it that the music in the 20s had a little bit more of a vertical style, and they were kind of jaunty hot, and that in the 30s things got a little bit more lush and sophisticated, I guess they'd call it. Although the music in the 20s can be really witty and hot without being loud or fast.
So
I've got all those instruments.
Wow. So what are we talking, like 12? Or I mean, what's the minimum amount of musicians to play that genre of music properly, would you say? Because I know I see those, like the big bands of the 20s and 30s, and they've got like 12, 13 musicians.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that, you know, there was vaudeville in those days, and sometimes people would just, you know, have a duo, maybe a pianist and a singer, or a couple of ukulele players, or, you know, a little string group. Maybe you'd have any number of combinations work. And I know for myself that depending on the venue and everything, sometimes I do just come with a little duo. Sometimes I just play with a violin and guitar. Sometimes I'll be just with the pianist. In general, when you come to see me play around town, I'll have about 4 to 6 fellas with me. I don't go for the big band.
Are those your parlor boys? Now, what are the names of your parlor boys?
Oh, well, let's see. Some of the fellas are Mr. John Reynolds, who plays guitar and banjo, and he's a fantastic, gorgeous whistler. Ooh. And he also has a wonderful personality. His grandma was Zazu Pitts, the great silent movie and later character actress, who actually back in the day, modeled olive oil after her. She was really cute, fun actress.
Really?
So that was John's grandma. And I got a fellow named Tom Marion, who plays guitar and banjo and mandolin. And he comes from playing Sicilian music in his family. And actually, when you investigate the music from this period, you kind of can't help but run into all kinds of ethnic music. A lot of the people who were performing in New York in the 20s and 30s were immigrants. And, you know, often they came from classical training in the old country, or their parents did. And so there's all kinds of rich ethnic influences of, you know, whether it's polkas, like, you know, German polkas, or Italian music, or French music, the musettes and things. It all kind of seeped into the music of this period. So I have Ian Whitcomb in the band, who is himself a music historian and a composer and kind of a legendary fellow in his own right. And he plays ukulele, accordion, and piano. Another fellow who plays violin, trombone, sousaphone, cornet. Did I say violin? That would be Danny Weinstein, who's a wonderful, talented, multi-talented fellow that I play with very often. And I could keep going, should I?
Wow!
I
mean, no! Well, we won't get to any of our questions!
I know. I better stop now.
If they go to your website, JanetKlein.com, and they check, there's a bio section there, they can see all of your guys and read their bios right on your website.
That's right.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so let's do the last question from Lori from Duluth. What's the pay like? I mean, obviously, now my husband, he's a computer network administrator by day, and he plays jazz at night. And of course, obviously, you're lucky if you get like $150 a gig for jazz. So, you know, what's the I mean, I think jazz is probably the lowest paid, unfortunately.
Oh, well,
the most, you know, the most talented musicians and the lowest paid. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. But what's the – I mean, can you get paid
it's
for doing –
It's a mixed bag. I would say this. I mean, everybody in my band, we all kind of – you know, you got to fend for yourself out there. It's not an easy road to hoe, let's say. But mm-hmm. You know, but it's all over the place for us. I mean, we have had, you know, really great high-paying gigs where we've been sent to Japan and Australia. And, you know, I've been very lucky, I think, because we have such a rare niche of music that sometimes people want to have us on the bill with historical events and things like that. And so sometimes it could be really well-paying. And then, for instance, the fellows in my band, they do a variety of things besides these gigs that we do at nightclubs and theaters, where you know, several of them score music for movies, or do let's see, what do they do?
So it's not like it's going to pay all of your bills. You have just,
you know, for me, it's a little bit of everything. I do have another profession. So I come from an art background, and I work for a commercial printing company by day, and I work on art books and magazines and things like that. So,
well, hey,
so you know, we all gotta make it. But the thing is, I like to have that diversity, because then I can do my music on my own terms, and I don't have to, you know, starve. I have a great old house from 1908. I gotta pay for.
Right, of course. All right. Well, question comes from Karen from Boston. She says, are there any supper clubs in Los Angeles or anywhere in the country that cater specifically to your style of music that we could go to?
Yes. Actually, here in Los Angeles, and, you know, these things often don't last so long, but we're very thankful. This is the second year that we've been playing at a place downtown Los Angeles called Cicada. And every Sunday evening, they have dinner dancing and bands that play this era of music, 1920s, 1930s. And so there's eight bands or so that rotate, and we all play there. So we do live evening shows from like 8 to 10, and it's fabulous food, and it's in an incredible Art Deco building. Downtown at 7th and Olive, two doors down from the old Biltmore Hotel, which was built in the 20s. It's just an exquisite place. It was the most fancy men's haberdashery in the 30s, and they've made it into a restaurant. So every Sunday, there you got it.
I'm very familiar with that place, and everybody comes, and they're all dressed up in the whole regalia. I mean, it's fantastic. Definitely. And the website for that is CICADA.com, CICADA.com. And they do ask that you come dress for that event. So I don't know if they're strict now, but I know when they first opened, you couldn't even get in there unless you were dressed in the attire. So definitely check that out. So at least we know one here in Los Angeles. And I would imagine, Karen, if you're in Boston, you know, go to Google, type it in, and possibly there's something for you there. The next question comes from Mark from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he says, dear Janet, I assume you have played all over the country. Would you say your music is more popular in one geographic location, such as the East Coast, the South, etc.?
You know, I actually feel Maybe I'm missing something, but from what I hear from my friends who are maybe up in San Francisco or back east, I think that LA is really a wonderful place to be for this music. Like I said, you know, there's at least, you know, maybe eight bands here in town that play this sort of music. We also have, you know, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the UCLA Film and TV Archive out here. So there's a lot of film restoration going on. And so I think there's a little bit of a, you know, it's a little bit of a epicenter for maybe a sense of history about the silent film era, which this music is from. And, you know, I've been very lucky to meet musicians here that this is really their love thing. So I hear from other people that we're pretty lucky here in LA.
I think that falls in. I think we have the next question. I think that's kind of tagging in on that question. Howard from St. Petersburg's, Florida says, dear Janet, being a particular genre of music, where and how do you go about finding venues to perform?
I keep very busy here in Los Angeles. We found a few varied venues that we perform at regularly, and one of them is called the Steve Allen Theater. This is our sixth year there, and the theater director just really loves vaudeville kind of entertainment and this era of music, and so he has several shows that have been on the bill now for a few years, and we get a really great following there. It's a wonderful small theater, holds about 200 people. And other than that, I have these, local kind of venues that we've sort of carved out.
Do you do flyers? Advertise?
Other than that, people find us, and we've been able to go on tour or participate in festivals and things like that. Sometimes we play for historical events. People just kind of find us.
Okay. Well, this question comes from, we've got 10 minutes, so I want to try to get all of these questions in from these people who were so nice to write in. This comes from Carly from Fargo. Wow. She said, I know, that's far. She says, if I were interested in playing, or if someone were interested in playing your genre of music, who are some of the singers or bands that you would recommend to start to get a feel for it? I don't know what that for it to be pretty easy to pick up the phrasing, tone, etc.
Pick up your pencil, and I'm happy, very happy to share my resources. I'll give you a few names, and then also let you know that there are, these days, if you search for 1920s jazz, now it's so much easier than it was when I started to be interested in this music, because it took me years just to find a few of the small record companies that were putting out compilations of this early jazz. But some of my favorite vocalists from this period, I mean, a lot of people know Cab Calloway, right? Or Duke Ellington.
Right.
Duke Ellington had a wonderful vocalist, Ivy Anderson, who I adore. Ruth Etting was really considered America's sweetheart at that time, and her phrasing is just impeccable and so unusual compared to all the later singers that came about. I think some of the early vocalists of this early jazz music are rather underappreciated for the type of improvisation, the type of vocal decoration that they did. It was really, I mean, to me, I just love it. It's so, it just really expresses the sentiments in the music so well. So you've got Ruth Etting, Annette Hanshaw, not a glamorous name. when I learned about Annette Hanshaw, I thought, I guess I won't bother changing my name. If Annette could, get anywhere with that name.
Anyway,
she's really charming singer. Adelaide Hall and Josephine Baker. A lot of people know Josephine Baker because she did a scandalous semi-nude dance with banana skirt on. And a lot of people know about her. There's a lady named Adelaide Hall who was just as famous back in at that time, and just terrific performer. Another one of my favorites is Elsie Carlisle. She was an English performer. You can these days also look around for Pathé. English Pathé has something like YouTube, where you can go on and see from this period, and lots of neat musical shorts and things. I tend to gravitate towards the more obscure bands. I'm just sort of a boring obscurity nut, and for me, I also like to just make sure that I'm putting the picture out there for people so that they can get beyond the kind of stereotype thinking that they have about the music from this period.
Right.
Because most people think of Helen Kane and Betty Boop, and Helen Kane was very, very talented. The Betty Boop animation is just amazing. Max Fleischer cartoons at that time, they often featured the hottest jazz people at that time. They had Cab Calloway and Louis Armstrong both appeared in those, and sometimes they'd have characters kind of being like Fats Waller is a wonderful personality from that period.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, lots
it's so
of,
many. It's
lots
a, it's
of
a lot.
Treasure.
Lots of
lots
treasure.
Lots of treasure out there.
So many, we could go on for an hour with that one, right?
So the other thing is this, that, between the years 1917 and 1937, any piece of sheet music from those decades will most often have ukulele accompaniment chords for you. So if you ever, you know, wrestle around in antique shops, you're very likely to come across the sheet music. And
where do you find? Where is it easy to find sheet music from those eras? Where do you get it from? Is it expensive or?
Well,
it's usually
not expensive. That's part of the fun of it, and they were so beautifully designed in that time too.
Where do you find?
Well, these days, you know, there are more sources online where you can find things. Also, here in Los Angeles at our central library, you can actually call in to the library service and they'll fax it to you for a quarter.
Wow.
Get old-fashioned fax.
Now that's the kind of tips we need. We need those kind of tips. You know what? We got
the good old library is still functioning.
Yeah, I know, and it's beautiful. I love the library. Downtown Los Angeles, best library ever. Well, you know what, Janet?
We got four minutes.
So I want to get through one more. I think we got seven questions, but we're not going to be able to get to them all. This comes from Rita in Downey. She said, because of the errors of music, you obviously have to have the attire to perform this music. Where do you go to get these outfits, or do you make your own, or do you have your own clothes made? Is it an expensive wardrobe to perform this type of music?
It's like anything. It's as extravagant as you want to be, but I do collect clothes from the 1920s and 30s. Actually, I'm very wild about the gowns from the 1930s, and I managed to find them. There's the places where they hold things called the vintage clothing fairs, and you can look that up if you would. Sometimes there's shops that sell the vintage clothing, and I managed to find things for quite reasonable pricing. However, you've got to be dedicated to hand pressing and steaming and mending and all those nice things, which is something that comes down to my family.
Yeah.
And they're very, very delicate. Some of these things are like wearing paper. But they're so beautifully made. And
you have to be little and teeny and tiny, too. I hate to tell
well,
you. You've got to be little and tiny.
Yeah, too many muscles ain't going to work. Because
yeah.
I think people... They weren't drinking that homogenized milk back in the day.
Yeah, or too many. If you eat too many Snickers like me, you're not gonna fit into that. So pick another genre of music to go into.
But But listen, there were always girls of all sizes. So
you
never know. It's worth
that's
the hunt.
Make your own, right? Make your own.
Yeah, and I do have things made. Actually, I've had some of my favorite pieces copied over the years, you know, I come from an art background, so I kind of can't help but come up with my own, like, decorative things for myself. And I have designed some things for myself, too, based on some of the old-fashioned designs. You can still get the patterns are out there. You can find them.
You can do it. If you want to do it,
it's a worthwhile endeavor.
Yeah, don't do it. But you know what? We got 1 minute. I want to know, do you have any, let me see. I'm going to have to go skip to the questions. I'm sorry for everybody who wrote in. We're not going to be able to get to everything. I personally just want to get in that you have a current CD, which I would love to get an autographed picture and an autographed CD from you. So I'm going to send you an email and send you my address. So hopefully this interview warranted at least an autographed photograph, and I will pay for the CD. Because you are a working artist, just tell me how much or where to go. But do you have anything coming up where the audience members can see you live? We got 1 minute, and I'm sorry, I got to cut you off, but because I always get
late. I'll be at the Steve Allen Theater first Thursday of every month in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. This beautiful small theater, another place called Boulevard Music in Culver City. And I'll be at the Muckenthaler Cultural Arts Center in Fullerton on February 25th. So there's a few things coming right up.
All of these are on
Otherwise,
your website?
I post everything on my website, or they can write me a note, get on my email list.
So if they're on, so you can go to JanetKline.com and check out all of her events coming up. And do you have, we have 1 minute, do you have any parting words of inspiration for anyone who may be interested in pursuing your genre of music?
You know, I say follow your dream. You know, if do what you love. That
do it,
you. You know what I always say is, even if I blew it, even if I wasn't doing a good job, I still think I'd be doing a public service for sharing this music that I love so much, and just you know, sharing it with people so that they know about it.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, I think we're doing a good job.
There you
but
go.
I'd say,
I'm so sorry. I thank you so much. I'm so sorry. It's 5:50. We got to go. I get yelled at because my guests always talk over. Thank you so much, Janet Klein. Thank
all
you,
right.
Everybody, for tuning in. Next week, our guest is going to be Richard Ryan, producer, director, and founder and CEO of Ox Films, which is having their second annual 2nd through August 20th through 22nd. Thank you, Janet. Thank you so much,
bye-bye.
Everybody. JanetKline.com. Bye.
Bye.
Do you usually have one too many cocktails? Feel bloated? Do you poop out at parties? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, you need the Face-to-Face NYC Betty Ford Spa Treatment. Face-to-Face NYC is the only place you'll be able to get the Betty Ford Spa Treatment. This 12-step program was designed to energize and detoxify your entire body. The spa treatment begins with a 45-minute body-melting massage, followed by a 15-minute hot oil hair and scalp massage. You detoxify under a warm foil wrap, and the freshman facial is applied. You will be so relaxed, we may have to scrape you right off the table. And for a limited time, if you mentioned you heard about us from Priscilla Leona on Question Reality Radio, you will get a whopping 30% off the Betty Ford Spa Treatment. Face-to-Face NYC is located at 20 West 20th Street, Suite 603, New York City. Call us today at 212-633-0404 or visit our website at www.facetofacenyc.com for more details. That's 212-633-0404 or facetofacenyc.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.